The University of the Fraser Valley Cascades men's and women's basketball teams strengthened their respective playoff positions after a clean sweep of the visiting McEwen Griffins on Friday, January 24, and Saturday, January 25. The women are inching towards clinching second place in the Pacific Division, which would mean UFV hosting both play-in round and quarterfinal games. The Cascades did themselves a big favor by a pair of lopsided wins over the Griffins on home court. Friday saw the club jump out to a 41-18 lead at halftime en route to an 80-41 win. Guard Maddie Gobay collected 26 points, 6 steals and 5 rebounds to pace UFV to the win. Julia Tuckscherer added 13 points and 7 rebounds. WBB, Maddie Gobay puts away 2 more of her 24 points so far, and the Cascades lead 56-29 after 3. pic.twitter.com/gmkvarbecues4 UFV Cascades, at UF Cascades, January 25, 2025. The women shot 45.5% and held the Griffins to just 30.4 shooting, including just 2/23 from the three-point line. The Cascades dominated in the paint, outscoring the Griffins 44-26 down low, and the Cascades protected the ball with just 9 turnovers. UFV rode a strong second quarter on Saturday, outscoring McEwen 22-8 and finished with the 66-39 win. Gobay again was the star, with 22 points, 10 rebounds and 4 steals, while Jay Tuckscherer added 13 rebounds and 7 points. The Griffins struggled from the field and made just 25%, 12/48, of their shots. WBB, Cascades close out the weekend sweep over McEwen. pic.twitter.com/152xmgm8 UFV Cascades. At UF Cascades, January 26, 2025. The rebound game was all UFV, as they held a 51-27 advantage. The women now sit at 11-5 on the season and remain in second place. The men also had a big weekend, posting 2 big wins over the Griffins. Those victories were crucial for the club as they attempt to lock up a playoff spot. Friday saw the men score a 39-point second quarter and pick up a 104-64 win. Abbotsford's Dilvir Randhawa had the best game of his young Canada West career with 15 points coming off the bench. The Abbotsford senior grad is in his rookie season with the Cascades. Dario Lopez added 14 and Clay Kurtz contributed with 13. Matthias Klim grabbed 15 rebounds and 12 points off the bench. UFV shot 54.3% in the win and the bench stepped up with 51 points. It feels nice to be able to get a 30-point win at home, and also contribute 15 points to the game. It's just a good team win overall, and I think the guys really needed one, Randhawa said. We've been putting in a lot of hard work into practice, playing hard, rebounding hard, running the floor hard, so this one is a good one to get. UFV's Jake Willemsen caught fire on Saturday, knocking down 7 of 10 three-point shots to lead UFV to a 93-61 win. Willemsen and Lopez both finished with 23 points, while Ismael Hernandez added 15. The Cascades shot 46.5% in the game and held McEwen to 36.4. MBB, Cascades close out their second win of the weekend against McEwen. pic.twitter.com/d2ht8tr9ob UFV Cascades. At UF Cascades, January 26, 2025. Obviously shooting 70% from 3 is a night, and he was 2 away from tying the program single-game record, so that's a night, stated head coach Joe Ineveldson. I thought some guys really stepped up, and our bench just keeps getting a little bit better every night. The men's record now bumps up to 7-9 on the season and they occupy the 5th and final playoff spot in the Pacific. They could finish as high as 3rd if everything works out for them. Both the men's and women's teams now head to Prince George for games against the UNBC Timberwolves on Friday, January 31, and Saturday, February 1.